All right, joined by the hitting coach of the world champion San Francisco Giants, that's Hensley Bam Bam Ewens, and a manager as well. You depart shortly to take over the Netherlands team.
Yes, thanks, Marty, for this opportunity again. Yes, our team is here. They've been here since the 10th of February, working out at our minor league complex, playing some exhibition games. We played against three junior colleges, and yesterday we played against a Chinese team that's also playing the Classic, and we have two more practice games here on Monday and Tuesday, and then we leave Tuesday night from Phoenix to San Francisco, and then a 14-hour trip to Taiwan from there.
All right. As I said, it starts, I think, for you around March 2nd, I think, is your first game. How does the team look, and maybe some names that people would recognize?
Well, the team that we have right now are the non-40-man guys and the non-big league invite guys. So there is a few names that are not participating yet in practices because they're not allowed. The first day they can join us is the 25th of February in Taiwan. And, you know, the main names are Andrew Jones, who's playing in Japan this year. He's going to join us actually on the 21st when we get there. Together with Vladimir Balintin, who played for Seattle Mariners and who's led the Japanese League in home runs the last 2 years. Those are our two power sources. And names over here, young prospects coming up. He was just named the number one prospect in the world. It was Jurickson Profar, who's a shortstop in the Texas organization. He's going to be playing second base. Alderton Simmons, who's a regular shortstop for the Atlanta Braves, he's going to be playing shortstop. And then we have two other shortstops that are prospects in their organization. Sander Bogaerts, who's the number one prospect in the Red Sox organization, he's a shortstop as well. And Jonathan Scope, he's in the top five prospects of the Orioles organization. He's on the 40-man. He's another shortstop, so we got shortstops galore. And then we have Roger Bernardina, who's an outfielder in the Washington National for the big league team. He's coming, and then we have Chiron Martis, who was an ex-Giant. He's in the Twins organization now. He's in camp with them. So we got to wait for those seven names to show up in Taiwan on the 25th of February. Then we'll have the full team to play two exhibition games on the 26th and 28th, and then we start the tournament on the 2nd.
Wow. All right, the manager of the Netherlands is with us. Bert Blyleven is the pitching coach, and last time you did this, you guys were sort of the surprise team, and you beat a couple of very good teams. What's your prediction, or how do you see this one going?
Well, we're the number two seed in our pool behind Korea. Korea has been to the semifinals in 2006, and they were in the finals in 2009 against Japan when they lost. And the other two teams are Australia and Chinese Taipei. Was the host country. So, you know, as a number two seed, you know, you give yourself a very good shot to go to the second round. But, you know, we have to play solid, sound baseball. And, you know, as I mentioned, our roster, you know, we have a very good lineup. We have some good pitchers, too, that are throwing very well at this point. We had a very good game against China yesterday. We won 16-3. And the pitching was outstanding. So we're going to need team play. You know how it works. You know, we won the World Series here last year with team play, great pitching, good defense, and timely hitting. And our Dutch team is similar to that.
What a nice honor for you to do it again. Really very nice for you. And you beat the Chinese team yesterday. And, of course, John McLaren manages that team with Art Howe and Bruce Hurst. I guess Bruce Hurst didn't pitch for China yesterday, the former Red Sox left-hander. But let's turn our attention to the Giants for just a couple of minutes here. You're in camp. You've gotten to see some of the younger players hit. I know some came in early. And I always enjoy your perspective on some of the names that we don't know and some of the people who have stood out to you.
Well, you know, it's early. You know, I've seen a couple of the guys, younger guys that are in camp swing. You know, Rick Kurapis has got a great swing. He's a left-handed hitter, power hitter that played in San Jose last year. Duval is another name that pops out. He hit 30 homers and had RBIs between Augusta and San Jose last year. You know, those two guys definitely pop out at you when you see them swinging the cage. And you know, we got guys coming back for second or third time. You know, Nick Noonan had a big year last year in Fresno. He got placed back on the 40-man roster. He's much improved from the last couple of years we've seen him here, that we thought he was gonna show us more, but he didn't. But hopefully, you know, with his confidence up, with his big year last year, you know, he can show us a little bit more this spring. And then you have guys like Juan Perez, who, you know, he had solid year at Double A for us last year, coming back to camp again. And you know, these young guys, Susak, who was a high pick for us, that played in San Jose. You know, he's coming back for a second turn here. You know, these guys, you know, we have an eye. They're our future. So we look out for them and work with them so they can, have great years this year and hopefully help us win our championship. And then you have our own guys that are looking good. You know, Pence is in great shape. He got here early. He's calm down in the plate. You know, that's one of his goals this year, is to be more relaxed in the plate, you know, during the games. And, that's credit to him. He worked on it in the offseason, and he's showing us that he's, maintaining that form right now. You know, Angel Pagan is in great shape. Scooter is in great shape. Posey is in great shape. You know, we have our same lineup back, you know.
And
our third baseman, you know, they're working with him. You know, this guy, you know, we know how good of a player he's been for us. You know, he's just got to, you know, be consistent with his conditioning, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can work on it here in this camp. And you know, but the main thing, Pablo is a great player. He's a great hitter. And, you know, we just want him to stay healthy and stay on the field. You know, he's missed a bunch of games the last couple of years. And, but he doesn't have any handmade bones anymore to break, so we're covered there.
Boy, nice to have Bam Bam Mulins. Always a good report on some of the players that you're going to hear throughout spring training. How about Angel Villalona, Gary Brown, and the two catchers, Johnny Manel and Tyler LaTorre?
Well, Angel, you know, hasn't been, you know, in the States for a couple of years. You know, he's back here with us, you know. And I haven't seen a lot of him yet. He's just been here for a couple of days. You know, I was in the cage this morning watching him. You know, this guy's got great mechanics. You know, he was one of our top prospects coming up. And, you know, this guy is still only 22, and, you know, he's still got a future in front of him. We just got to make sure that we put him in a spot this year that he's going to have success and not try to rush him, and, you know, get him back into playing 140 games a year. And he's missed that for a couple of years now, and you know, hopefully he can get back on track and continue his progress towards San Francisco. Gary Brown is another one that finished the year strong at Double A last year, played in the fall league, did well. You know, this guy is on track to you know, be one of our outfielders in the future. You know, we just want him to relax and be himself and not try to do too much. He did that last year, and it didn't work out too good for him. So I had a long talk with him during the conditioning camp when I was here about 3 weeks ago, and just to show him that, you know, we just play the game. You know, don't try to do more than you're capable of, and, you know, let things fall in place. And, you know, I'm curious to see where he's going to take that this spring. You know, he's been here for a while working out too, so you can see that his interest is in it. And, you know, hopefully once the game starts, he's going to get a chance to play because of Pagan and Torres going to the WBC as well. So we'll see a lot of him early in camp, and also when these guys leave. You know, when you talk about LaTorre is a catcher that's been in the organization for a long time. Yes, and you know, he's going to the WBC also. He's going to catch for the Italian team, which is right here in Phoenix. So we'll get you guys will get a chance to see him play there. But, you know, I'm curious to see his progress too during those games, because the competition is going to be at a high level. And He's a guy that has been doing a lot of good help with the backing up for a lot of these catchers in Double A and Triple A. So we'll see. And Johnny Manel, you know, he had a good year offensively. He had a good winter in Puerto Rico. So he's a good hitting catcher. I guess he's got to sort out some things defensively to continue his progress, you know, towards playing Triple A this year.
Boy, what a pleasure. I got to get you to do the show with me more often because, no, the fans love to hear the reports on some of these names that we're going to hear in spring training, and you hit it well. Well, good luck with the team, and I know you're going to be gone, and I hope you're gone for a few weeks and that you get some good experience, and you have a lot of fun doing it. It should be fun, right?
Yeah, that's the main thing. You know, we're going to have fun. You know, a lot of these players grew up together on the island and in Holland, and they're excited to be able to play together and defend the colors of the motherland, and that's the main thing, you know. I mean, it's an honor to be asked to represent your country, and you know, it's childhood. It's a thrill for everybody. It should be fun. We're gonna keep it light, have fun, play aggressive, and you know, try to get to San Francisco for the 17th of March.
Well, what language do you speak to everybody?
Well, you know, we're going to keep it as English because of Bert. Bert doesn't understand. He understands Dutch a little bit, but, you know, you got guys speaking Papiamento, guys speaking Dutch, and, you know, we have a couple of players that are, their parents are Dutch, but they don't speak Dutch and they speak English. So the official language is going to be English.
Okay. That's the Netherlands. All right. Bam Bam, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.